Happy Sabbath, one and all, and welcome to our main church service on this ninth day of January 2021. Welcome to those joining us on the phone, those listening to the recording. Glad to have you all in fellowship today. Our opening song is Safely Through Another Week. And praise God for bringing us safely through another week to another Sabbath day of rest and peace and fellowship with others of like faith. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek on thy approaching Sabbath day. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest.
Mercies multiplied each hour, through the week our praise demand. Guarded by almighty power, fed and guided by his hand. Though ungrateful we have been, only made returns of sin. Though ungrateful we have been, only made returns of sin.
While we pray for pardon and grace, through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciled face, shine away our sin and shame. From all worldly cares set free, may we rest this night with thee. From all worldly cares set free, may we rest this night with thee.
When the morn does rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. There afford us, Lord, a taste of the everlasting feast. There afford us, Lord, a taste of the everlasting feast.
May the gospel joyful sound come for sinners, come for saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief for all complaints. Though may all our sorrows prove, till we join the church above. Those may all our sorrows prove, till we join the church above.
Amen, and thank you one and all. And let us please bow our heads and knees for opening prayer. Precious Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us safely through another week to another Sabbath day of sweet fellowship and rest and joy in thee. This is truly your day of honor, the memorial of your creationary power, and also the promise that you will sanctify us and recreate us in the image of your Son. Please continue to dwell with us, and dear Savior and Spirit, dwell with us as well. And please, Savior, shine the beams of the light of your truth upon each heart, and Spirit, impress the truth within. Be our guide, our instructor, our reprover and corrector, that only the truth as it is in Jesus may be lodged in our mind, and give us the grace and the strength to follow and obey. Be with all of those around the world that have yet to hear the truth of the Sabbath, the truth of the three angels' messages. Please prepare their hearts to receive the truth when it comes to them, that they may recognize its importance, and out of love for the Savior, follow the truth, because it is truth, and thus be set free from error. Savior, as a great physician, be with all of those that are afflicted and are sick or ill, whether mentally, physically, or spiritually. Bring them healing and relief, but most of all, let them rest in your care, that whether they recover quickly, or whether it will take a while, or perhaps not recover at all, they may rest in your love, in full submittance to thy will, knowing that it is for the best, because you never make a mistake. Be with those who have heard the truth and are wrestling whether to follow it or not. Please, Spirit, impress the truth on their hearts. Empower them to follow it, regardless of the cost. Be with those that know the truth and have lost their first love, and please reprove and correct them and lead them back to Jesus to regain in a renewed way their conversion and never give the Savior up. And be with those who are following the truth and help them to advance ever higher and more closer to heaven. Help them to endure the stronger temptations that the devil throws their way to try and trip them up. Help keep them steadfast. Help them to endure and to hold fast, that they may gain that crown of life if faithful to the end. And thank you that this world is being filled with your glory. The truth is being heard and exalted. And more precious souls are choosing Jesus and forsaking Babylon. And thank you that we're a day closer to our Savior's return to take us home. Help us to fix our thoughts on things above, especially upon our Savior. We thank you for being with us and helping us to see the truth more clearly today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, happy Sabbath, dear ones. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID337.htm. So lightministries.com/ID337.htm. And this is part 5 in our series, The Day of Worship God Has Chosen. Not the worship that we have chosen, or the day of worship that man has chosen, or the church has chosen, or the world has chosen, but the day of worship that God has chosen. And as we've already discovered, after sin had entered into the world, those who chose to rebel and to disobey God decided to worship other gods on Sunday, while those who remained loyal and obedient to God chose to worship God on his holy Sabbath day. So this meant that the day of worship became a sign or a mark between the followers of God versus the followers of other gods. And this same sign or mark continues to this very day. If you look at quote number 1, from Ezekiel 20, verses 12 and 20, God says, "Moreover also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God." But not everyone understands this fact of truth. And many have various major reasons why they believe that the seventh-day Sabbath of God is no longer of the same importance as it was before Christ was born on this earth, lived and then died, and then was resurrected and ascended to heaven. They think that there's been a change now. And last time we examined another one of these major reasons that people have against keeping God's Sabbath day holy today. And that reason was the claim that we are to worship God every day and not just one day a week. And so then there's really no need to keep only the seventh day Sabbath as a worship day to God. But we then looked into God's word of truth and we discovered that while it is true that Christians are to worship and serve God every day, yet it's impossible to keep every day of the week as a Sabbath day holy to God. And this was because God commanded all his followers to observe his Sabbath by not working upon this day of worship. So if we really tried to keep each day of the week as a Sabbath worship day to God, then we could not work at all during the entire week, and thus we would soon be destitute and would starve to death, unable to earn a living. We also learn that God commanded all of his followers to work 6 days of each week, but to only keep the seventh-day Sabbath as a special sacred day of worship. So if we tried to keep each day of the week as a Sabbath worship day to God, refusing to work on the other 6 days of the week as God commanded us to, then we would be going directly against the will and command of God, whom we profess to serve and obey. And we also understood that God clearly stated that only the seventh day of each week was to be held sacred as his Sabbath worship day. Not the first day or the second day or the third day of the week, but only the seventh day of the week. So if we chose to keep any other day of the week as a Sabbath worship day to God, then we would be going directly against the command and the will of God, whom we profess to serve and obey. So we clearly saw that it is only Saturday, the seventh day of each week, that we are to keep as a Sabbath worship day to God. And if we tried to keep any other day of the week holy, then we would be going directly against the command and will of God. But what about the other major reasons why people believe that the seventh day Sabbath is no longer of the same importance like it was before Christ? And this is what we're going to be investigating into today. Now, if you look at quote number 2, another reason why people believe that God's seventh-day Sabbath is no longer holy today is that they claim that we are to find our rest in Jesus. And since Jesus declared himself to be Lord of the Sabbath, then the seventh day of the week is no longer to be kept holy because Jesus has now become our Sabbath rest. What about this argument? While it's true that all people are to find rest in Jesus, such as resting from their cares, from their burdens, from their anxieties, from their cares, etc., and while it's also true that Jesus declared himself to be the Lord of the Sabbath day, yet it is not true to conclude that Jesus has become the Sabbath day himself. The Queen of England is not England herself. She's not the nation itself. She's only the sovereign over it. So in like manner, Jesus is not the Sabbath day himself, but he's only the sovereign or Lord over the day. So this means that as we find our rest in Jesus, then we must not neglect to also rest from our labors upon his weekly Sabbath day, just as he did. And since Jesus is still today the Lord over all his followers, then there is still a Sabbath day which he is Lord of and which all of his followers are to be observing today. He's still the Lord, so there's still a Sabbath day that he's the Lord of. And what day of the week is this Sabbath day of God in this new covenant period that Christ is the Lord over? In the new covenant book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 4, 9 through 11, we read, "For he," or God, "spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." Now the Greek word for rest in the sentence, "there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God," that Greek word for rest is sabbatismos. And this word literally translates and means Sabbath keeping. That was from Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, Greek word number 4520. So what Paul was saying in this verse is that there remaineth therefore a rest or a keeping of the Sabbath to the people of God in this new covenant period. So Paul declares that there is a Sabbath day which all of God's followers are to rest upon and observe in this new covenant period. And this particular day of the week is the very same day which God rested and made holy at creation, the seventh day or Saturday. So in this new covenant period in which we live, after Christ was born, died, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, there is a day of rest that God's people are to keep holy. And it's the very same day of rest that God kept and made holy at creation. So then let each one of us heed Paul's counsel and keep holy this Sabbath day to God, and therefore avoid falling from God's grace because of unbelief in not keeping God's chosen day of rest holy. But where did this particular belief come from, that we are no longer to keep holy the seventh day of each week as God's Sabbath day, because Jesus Christ himself has now become our Sabbath rest? Where did this belief originate? It's not modern. It's been around for hundreds of years. If you look at quote number 3, the Church Father Origen, about the year 226 AD, writes, "Thus was he," referring to John the Baptist, "born to make ready for the Lord a people fit for him at the end of the covenant now grown old, which is the end of the sabbatic period. Hence, it is not possible that the rest after the Sabbath, which has now ended, should have come into existence from the seventh of our God. On the contrary, it is our Savior who, after the pattern of his own rest, caused us to be made in the likeness of his death, and hence also of his resurrection." So here we see that Origen is teaching that the seventh day of our God has now ended, and we are to find our rest only in Jesus. He wasn't the only one. About the year 400, Saint Aurelius Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, writes, "The rest of the Sabbath we consider no longer binding as an observance, now that the hope of our eternal rest has been revealed. But it is a very useful thing to read of and to reflect on." Continuing, "So when you ask why a Christian does not keep the Sabbath, if Christ came not to destroy the law but to fulfill it, my reply is that a Christian does not keep the Sabbath precisely because what was prefigured in the Sabbath is fulfilled in Christ. For we have our Sabbath in him, who said, 'Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.'" So what Augustine is saying is we don't have to keep God's law because Christ is our law. It sounds like a bunch of double talk, doesn't it? He wasn't the only one. Pope Saint Gregory the First, or Gregory the Great, about the year 603 AD, writes, "We therefore accept spiritually and hold spiritually that which is written about the Sabbath. For the Sabbath means rest, but we have the true Sabbath in our Redeemer himself, the Lord Jesus Christ." So I think you can see that the teaching and belief that God's followers do not need to keep holy only the seventh day of every week as God's Sabbath day, because Jesus is now our Sabbath rest, is not a modern belief at all, but it's been around since the 3rd century AD. And I think you can also plainly see that this belief is not to be found written in the Bible at all, but was first found originating in the writings of Catholic Church fathers. So this particular belief is not a doctrine of God that's taught in the Bible, but it is purely Catholic in origin and is a doctrine taught in the Roman Catholic Church. So since it's a doctrine taught in the Catholic Church, and it originates in the writings of Catholic fathers, than for any Protestant or non-Catholic believer to use the argument that Jesus is now our Sabbath rest and we don't need to keep the seventh-day Sabbath holy to God, that you're forced to rely upon the teachings of Catholicism and not upon the truth of God's holy scriptures in order to argue this fact. You're forced to rely upon Catholic teaching to do away with the keeping of the seventh-day Sabbath of God. Now, next time we'll be examining more of these major reasons that people use against keeping God's Sabbath day holy today. And then we'll compare these with God's inspired word to see if it backs up this argument or reason, or if it does not. And again, praise God for his word of truth. We don't have to rely upon what people tell us. We can rely upon what God says. And it is written, "A thus saith the Lord." And thank you, Father, for your word of life. Our closing song is Holy Day, Jehovah's Rest. Holy day, Jehovah's rest, of creation's week the best, last of all the chosen seven, blessed of God to men 'twas given. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
First his 6 days' work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the seventh day, and in resting we obey. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
Thousands have his plans reversed, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you will know, there's no scripture tells them so. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. This the great Jehovah's rest.
All who speak the truth must say, it was the Pope who changed the day. In God's word no change appears, through the whole 6,000 years. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
Thus I searched, and when I saw only one great Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly 'twas the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
Amen. And thank you, Father, for letting us know without a doubt what your chosen day of worship is each week. And thank you for the grace and strength to follow it and to manifest our love to you through obedience. It's now time for closing prayer, dear ones, and who would like to offer that for us?
Thank you, dear Lord, for another Sabbath day, an uplifting spirit, bringing joy to hearts through singing, through your word, through fellowship one with another. Give us the strength to go through the week and rest upon another Sabbath day, knowing that your presence is there, uninhibited by work. That's the blessing and the beauty of the Sabbath day. We can all fellowship together and just rest in your love. Thank you so much, dear Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And it does give you extra contentment knowing that you're following what God says is truth instead of what the church says or what you may believe is truth. It gives you that satisfaction, that peace and contentment that can only come through following God and not through following anyone else, including yourself. And that peace and contentment, the world can't take away. It can trouble you. It can persecute you. It can come against you, but it can't remove that internal peace of knowing that you're following God. And that internal peace makes all the difference. So we'll find out more about God's Sabbath day next time. And another one of the arguments that people use against keeping it holy today. Amen. Amen. Comment, no one can take away the peace that God gives. Very true. Are there any thoughts, questions, comments, testimonies, songs, anything else that you'd like to share, dear one?
Well, thank you very much for having these sermons. That's what I have been asking about last night, and thank you very much again for having them. It's been great.
I was just telling Sister Chaka to praise the Lord for allowing us to know the truth and also allowing her to be with us in fellowship, and that we hope to have her back in fellowship as well, as we will continue to be looking into the scriptures and finding a thus saith the Lord to answer the arguments of mankind against the Sabbath. So there's more to come, and we look forward to having her and the rest of you fellowship with us again next Sabbath. But are there any other thoughts or comments that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
We're going to sing, Dear Lord, We Come, at set of sun. Dear Lord, we come at set of sun, and at your feet we kneel to worship you, Creator King, this day your sign and seal. Our earthly task we lay aside according to your word, to enter now your holy rest, the Sabbath of the Lord.
Sweet Sabbath rest, your sacred hours are as a golden chain that reaches back to Eden's gate and points us home again. And when this earth shall be renewed and sin and death destroyed, shall all redeem each Sabbath day, still meet to praise their God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother and sister. And it's good to know there's another song upholding the Sabbath day. And thank you for singing it for us. I wonder how many more different songs about the Sabbath. It'd be interesting to find out, but thank you for singing another one of them for us. I've never heard that particular hymn before.
Don't forget the Sabbath, the day our Lord has blessed. That's another one.
My question is, why is the Bible story where Lazarus died, why didn't Jesus come and help Lazarus's friend before he died?
That's an excellent question. And Christ was fully submissive to his Father. Christ wanted to go and help Lazarus before he died, but the Father did not allow Christ to do so, wanted him to wait. And it was after Lazarus had died that the Father then gave Christ permission to go and help Lazarus. And everybody thought that Christ could not help Lazarus at all because Lazarus had already died. And Christ was then able to share with them that he was the resurrection and the life. And though someone has died, yet Christ can still help them. So through God's wisdom, he held back Christ from helping Lazarus until after Lazarus died, so that everybody could know that Jesus can still help them even after they've died. That's why Jesus is coming back the second time to resurrect, just like he did Lazarus, to resurrect from the dead all those that have put their trust in Jesus. So that's the reason why. God doesn't like to see anyone suffer. Jesus doesn't like to see anyone suffer. He can heal them at any time, but Jesus is fully submissive to God's will. And God, who knows the future, sees exactly what is best for each individual, even if we have to die first. So thank you for your question, Brother Ethan. That was very important. And praise Jesus for being our resurrection and the life. Are there any other thoughts or comments or questions, dear ones? Songs? Please feel free. Amen. Another Sabbath song is Holy Sabbath Day of Rest. I think Brother and Sister Yee Yee and Brother Blue sang that one for us either last Sabbath or the Sabbath before. But I don't have that particular one on our list. but it is in the recording, so you can go to our archive section in music and be able to play the hymn Holy Sabbath Day of Rest. And again, thank you, Sister Yee and Brother Blue, for singing that for us. Now, I do have Day by Day, so let me put that in.
Day by day, with each moment, strength my trials here, trusting in my Father's bestowment, no cause for worry. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure, on to his working's best, loving me its part and pleasure, angling toil with peace and rest.
Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain will bear and share me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his childhood treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be measured. This the pledge to me he made.
Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within the holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil come with me, ever to pick us from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments, fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Amen, Daddy.
That was another suggestion. Don't forget the Sabbath. Don't forget the Sabbath. The Lord our God hath blessed. Of all the week, the brightest. Of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine, its beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today, who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, 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 Sabbath day of sacred. It's golden hours rule span, and thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. Oh, gentle love and Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Another request is burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Cast your cares on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary. Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him over and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust in cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace
to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more.
Amen. Wonderful songs, dear ones. Are there any other requests? Anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead. Have a very wonderful remaining Sabbath day. Those on the other side of the world, have a very wonderful new week, and we look forward to fellowshipping with you again soon. Till we meet again, dear ones, go with God, rest in his love, and keep.
Well, have a very blessed, good rest of the Sabbath day, and thank you to everybody.
Bless you too. Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking.